Beppenberg, Raven said. I was there before you were born. It was 20 years ago.
Up Beppenberg?
Not in the fortress, he admitted. It was far too strong. But I was to the north of it, on the island where the monks pray. I killed 6 men there. Not monks, men. Warriors.
He smiled to himself, remembering.
Now tell me, Elderman Uhtred of Beppenberg, he went on. What is happening?
So I became his eyes, and I told him of the men dancing, and the men stripping the women of their clothes, and what they then did to the women. But Raven had no interest in that.
What, he wanted to know, are Ivar and Ubba doing?
Ivar and Ubba?
They will be on the high platform. Ubba is the shorter and looks like a barrel with a beard, and Ivar is so skinny that he is called Ivar the Boneless. He is so thin that you could press his feet together and shoot him from a bowstring.
I learned later that Ivar and Ubba were the 2 oldest of 3 brothers and the joint leaders of this Danish army. Ubba was asleep, his black-haired head cushioned by his arms that in turn were resting on the remnants of his meal. But Ivar the Boneless was awake. He had sunken eyes, a face like a skull, yellow hair drawn back to the nape of his neck, and an expression of sullen malevolence. His arms were thick with the golden rings Danes like to wear to prove their prowess in battle, while a gold chain was coiled around his neck. 2 men were talking to him. One, standing just behind Ivar, seemed to whisper into his ear, while the other, a worried-looking man, sat between the 2 brothers. I described all this to Raven, who wanted to know what the worried man sitting between Ivar and Ubba looked like. No arm rings, I said. A gold circlet round his neck. Brown hair, long beard, quite old.
Everyone looks old to the young, Raven said. That must be King Egbert.
King Egbert? I'd never heard of such a person.
He was Elderman Egbert, Raven explained. But he made his peace with us in the winter, and we have rewarded him by making him king here in Northumbria. He is king, but we are the lords of the land.
He chuckled, and young as I was, I understood the treachery involved. Elderman Egbert held estates to the south of our kingdom, and was what my father had been in the north, a great power, and the Danes had suborned him, kept him from the fight, and now he would be called king. Yet it was plain that he would be a king on a short leash.
If you are to live, Raven said to me, then it would be wise to pay your respects to Egbert.
Live? I blurted out the word. I'd somehow thought that having survived the battle, then of course I would live. I was a child, someone else's responsibility. But Raven's words hammered home my reality. I should never have confessed my rank, I thought. Better to be a living slave than a dead elderman.
I think you'll live, Raven said. Ragnar likes you, and Ragnar gets what he wants. He says you attacked him.
I did, yes.
He would have enjoyed that. A boy who attacks Earl Ragnar? That must be some boy, eh? Too good a boy to waste on death, he says. But then, my son always had a regrettably sentimental side. I would have chopped your head off, but here you are, alive. And I think it would be wise if you were to bow to Egbert.